This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, starting this summer, for the first time since 1856, you will not be able to trade wheat in Kansas City. The CME Group bought the Kansas City Board of Trade in October and announced this week it is moving all wheat trading to Chicago. Jeremy Bernfeld of Harvest Public Media reports.
That's what it used to sound like at the Kansas City Board of Trade. Traders standing around the pits shouting orders, making those crazy hand signals you've seen in the movies. Now, most trading is done on the computer. It sounds like this.
So really all I do is the system makes a sound. That's an order going in.
Joe Barker buys and sells contracts on the exchange for hard red winter wheat, the kind of wheat used to make bread. He's the branch manager of CHS Hedging, and his office is in the same building as the Board of Trade. But Barker does almost all of his trading electronically.
That's made us more efficient. We can handle more customers. Their margins get better because we're able to charge them less.
In 2007, Barker says about 80% of his branch's trades were completed on the floor of the exchange. Now it's less than 5%. That's the way the industry has been moving. Over the last decade, exchanges in Chicago, New York, and Minneapolis have all closed or merged with larger exchanges. In Kansas City, CME Group says June 28th will be the last day for trading wheat in person.
For 157 years, the Kansas City Board of Trade was an integral part of the community.
That's Michael Browdy. He was president of the Board of Trade for 17 years.
I used to tell people when I would take them and give them a tour of the floor that it was the place in Kansas City where more money changed hands than any place else.
Now, that money flows from computer to computer in nanoseconds. In Kansas City, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld for Marketplace.